Any ideas anyone have? I'd love to hear it. And again, in the course forum, if anyone has ideas or knowledge about these, please do join in the conversation. Yes? Well, certainly white flight to the suburbs happened very dramatically after Civil Rights Act, especially after busing to achieve racial integration in schools. So that happened 70s and 80s to a very large degree. Now, actually, you're getting black flight. Places like Compton and Watts in Los Angeles, they are losing black population, gaining Hispanic population. And a lot of the African Americans are moving to places like Lancaster on the high desert area. And you've had a lot of black suburbanization in places DeKalb County near Atlanta, Prince George's County in Maryland. So, yeah, you're having sort of that as well. So, yeah, that's certainly part of it. Some cities have stabilized and are now growing again. Others just continue to decline. Detroit, it's gone from 1.6 million to 800,000. Its former mayor now in prison. There's been a lot of efforts to revive Detroit. It's hard to imagine how much it is going to revive. I'm not too hopeful about that. Yes. Yeah, so again, the comment is places like some of the inner suburbs in Detroit that had been industrial, blue-collar, working-class, white suburbs, now more African-American. And then so you sort of get this chain movement and sort of continuing flight out to the newer suburban fringe. A lot of this movement depends on cheap gasoline for commuting patterns. And with gasoline more expensive, it becomes somewhat more difficult. But then I guess the question of mass transit comes in. But yeah, absolutely right. That's been a big factor.